I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1245, The Library Burns Down. I've always loved books. Reading opens our minds to new worlds to which we could never go in our lifetime in our own physical bodies. It uses our imagination to see people and places and things in new ways. It's exciting. My goal again this year is to read 100 books. I'm up to about 75, so I think that goal is going to happen. But there are other books that we neglect, we ignore. We don't read until it's too late, until the library burns down. And thousands of libraries are burning down every single day. Let's not wait any longer to read and benefit from those books. What books? Listen in. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because Jesus said the greatest commandments are loving God and loving others. You know, there are those who have walked the path longer than we have, who might know a thing or two about how to do that better than we do. I'm talking today about walking books. There's an old African proverb that says, when a person dies, a library burns to the ground. And now you get it, don't you? Lucinda Sechrist McDowell, in her book Dwelling Places, wrote, think of what stories, knowledge, laughter, wisdom, perspective, and testimony we miss when we neglect to include older generations in our daily lives. And what better time than now to give them a place to honor and actually ask them to share stories of God's faithfulness? Catherine Marshall once said that her most memorable Christmas was the one in which her elderly father gathered everyone around and said he didn't want to interject a somber note, but he suspected it would be his last Christmas. He said, I've had a most wonderful life. Long, long ago, I gave my life to Christ. Though I've tried to serve Him, I've failed Him often. But He has blessed me with great riches, especially my family. I want to say this while you're all here. Even after I go into the next life, I'll still be with you. And of course, I'll be waiting for each one of you there. Marshall writes, I remember that scene in the living room like a jewel of a moment set in the ordinary moments that make up our days. For what brief time that was, that real clear values came into view. The Bible says this in Psalm 71, verses 18 and 19. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. Your righteousness, God, reaches to the heavens. Who has done great things? Who is like you, God? Often we assume that we've got lots more days with those we love. And trust me, my wife is in the funeral business, and I'm a pastor. And we know that just ain't so, Joe. Life can end in a moment. Unexpected, tragic, sudden, didn't see it coming. We need to go to living libraries that we know and take our time to ask them to take their time, to share the volumes of their knowledge and life experience with us before it's too late. Here's the great question. What living library will you commit to meeting with and listening to real soon? Let's pray. Father, as we journey through this tapestry of time, grant us the grace to seek the wisdom of the generations before us. Like a library filled with volumes profound, their knowledge and experience are priceless treasures. In their stories and lessons, may we find the gems of insight to walk our path better. Preserve their legacy for generations to come, before the flames of forgetfulness overtake them. Let us listen with open hearts and minds to the voices of those whose light is now dimming. In gratitude, may we cherish the lessons they give us. Honor their knowledge as we continue to grow. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1246. In the meantime, Canadian pastor Mark Buchanan offers a few ways to live in our current season. When you're young and in spring, do something dangerous. When your children are young, be with them. When you're 50-ish, 60-ish, and moving into fall, say yes to every young person who wants your time. And when you're old and in winter, worship with all that's in you. And even if it takes your last breath, speak blessing on the next generation. Podcast family, we need to be speaking into the lives of other generations. We need to be telling our life stories and listening well to the life stories of others, especially the older ones among us. Because you never know when the library burns down.